Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, Mike Kramer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is a new friend. He's co-founder of the Great American Small Business Challenge, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But he's also president of WB Strategies, and he's an award-winning leadership consultant. He's been a successful entrepreneur over the years, having built and sold. That's one of the marks of a successful entrepreneur, folks, when you build a company and then sell it to somebody else and let them grow it a little and take the next step, and you walk out with your shekels. He's done that, and so that makes him a successful entrepreneur. And he's our new friend, Mike Kramer. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Mike, we have one thing in common at least. We have many things in common, but the most evident and the most apparent are the fact that you and I both have a great deal of affection and admiration for the unsung heroes who staff the small business development centers around the country.
That's true.
And I know that as you mentioned earlier, your roots with small business development centers go way back, don't they?
They sure do. I've been volunteering and actually serving on a board of my local SBDC for the last 4.5 years. Just gave that up to work on the challenge, but I think the SBDCs really small business owners around the country who have traction, who are starting to grow, need to contact their local SBDC and develop a relationship with them. They can help them enormously.
And the best news about all that, folks, is it's free.
It's free.
The only money that you'll ever the only time you'll ever write a check in association with a small business development center is if they give you a program, if they teach you some kind of a course that's basically branded by some company that supports, you know, that's making it available, and then all you'll pay for is their costs.
Yeah,
that amount will be very nominal.
And some are university based, and they can also provide access to students and professors who also provide services, consulting services for project work, at a very discounted rate.
Absolutely, but back to the free thing, folks. If you go in and sit down with a counselor at an small business development center, and they help you with your business growth, with a problem that you might have, they help you get your business plan started, they help you with a loan package or something like that, none of that costs anything. It's all free. And so tell us about what made you think of this Great American Small Business Challenge.
Well, the idea of the challenge came from a conversation I had with the co-organizer, Gene Kulig-Tucker. And we were coming back from another conference, the American Society of Quality Conference, and the American Society of Quality is another great organization for small business owners to know about. It's ASQ.org, and they're the ones that manage the Baldrige National Quality Award.
Malcolm Baldrige Awards, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they train people in quality methods like Six Sigma and TQM and ISO. And we came back from there just puzzled that there weren't more small businesses and medium-sized business representation at this world conference of theirs. Mm-hmm. And so on the plane ride back, we came up with the idea of the Great American Small Business Challenge, where small business owners could also tap into the vast resources of best practices, going back to Deming and Duran and TQM and all these methods. And give them an opportunity to give them a prescriptive approach, a step-by-step methodology where they can start implementing best practices earlier in their life cycle for their benefit. And, you know, we just feel that so many small businesses would benefit from having access to starting to implement structure and organization and reach higher faster.
Well, you know, I agree with you. And what you don't know, though, but my audience does, is that I've been talking about what you just said for 11 years on this show. And we've been doing programming on quality, on ISO, on the quality process, how the quality process is not the same thing as quality service, and things like that. In fact, our top quality expert in my brain trust, Mike, was the last assistant to Edwards Deming.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so we've been doing that for a long time. So I'm glad to hear you say what you just said, because my audience needed to hear that from somebody besides me, because they needed to understand. And what you've lurched uncontrollably, the truth that you've lurched uncontrollably toward, Mike, here, is the fact that most small business owners aren't big on structure. We're not big on structure and formality and sophisticated systems. Those kinds of things, many times, a lot of people they felt like that they were running away from that when they started a small business. They wanted things to be simple and uncomplicated, but they didn't realize that those things are established to make things simple.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, and I think another nuance of that is that when experts speak about best practices, they talk about theoretical ideas like transparency and accountability and standardization, but mm-hmm. there isn't like a prescriptive step-by-step approach that makes it easy to implement these things, because theoretically, yeah, we all want those things, but how do you do it easily and even, you know, fun, make it fun? And that's right. The whole idea behind the challenge. Give them an easy on-ramp to best practices where, you know, if you're a successful business owner where you've got a small business, you've got your traction, I call it finding your secret sauce. You found your secret sauce, you're driving business to your door, and then all of a sudden you hit this brick wall where you cannot break through to your next level of success because you're just so immersed in day-to-day operations, you can't think about how to grow. Then you're hungry for some kind of a solution. And that's why we created the challenge, to help those guys, those women out there who are, they figured it out, but now they can't break through. We're going to give them the support they need to have those systems.
Well, if you feel like everything is a crisis, if you feel like you're constantly fighting alligators, if you feel like you can never get ahead because you take one step forward and something knocks you back two steps, if you can any way, fashion, or form, think for a second and come to the conclusion that you are a crisis manager, this is the kind of stuff that will help you get out of that. And so we're going to talk about these things right after this break with our new friend Mike Kramer. He and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. Jim's blog, no apostrophe, just G-I-M-S, blog.biz, .biz. So check those out, and when you get a chance, we built them all for you. We do all that work just for you. And just as I said earlier about what it costs you to get help from the Small Business Development Center, if you want to go to my websites, there's no cost. Nothing, it costs you nothing. There's no barrier to entry. You don't have to tell us who you are. Just show up and use our stuff. And by the way, when you're at smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Mike Kramer is our guest. He's talking to us about this Great American Small Business Challenge, which I think is very important. Mike, when I was a consultant several years ago to small business, I'd go into a business and it was obvious that we're talking crisis management. It was obvious that they were upside down with their customer base. They had 90% of their business coming from 10% of their customers and things like that, you know. And so I would try to very gingerly overlay some best practices with them, some things that I'd seen that worked before, that I'd learned working for bigger companies. But I didn't try to hit them upside the head with a big, you know, Fortune 100 jargon and all that. I modified it for them, but it was really not easy. It was not always easy. In fact, it was most of the time it was difficult, to get that horse to take that bit, as they say on the farm. You know, you got to, these people did, a lot of small business owners, when they hear you talk about anything structural, they think you're taking the fun out of small business. Well, so what do you do? What are we going to do about that?
Well, that's why we've created the challenge, because we want to make it fun, like you said, and also we want to create a community of like-minded small business owners who have suffered, I guess, maybe suffered enough, and they realize that I'm doing something wrong here. It's not benefiting me anymore. I want to be free. I don't want to be stuck in my business, you know, 24/7, 365.
It's almost like they need to take a 12-step approach, right? I can't do this by myself. Hi, I'm Jim. I'm a crisis manager. I can't do this by myself.
You know, it's always easier having a community around you.
Right. So
and
this thing starts.
So that's the beauty of the challenge. Everybody's using the same steps. Everybody's using the same approach. Everybody's using the same best practices that go back, like you said before, to Deming.
Are they collaborating? Are they going to collaborate?
Once the challenge officially launches in January, though people can go to greatamericansmallbusinesschallenge.com and sign up now.
Okay.
Is
there any cost?
There's no cost. It's absolutely
great. GreatAmericanSmallBusinessChallenge.com. You got to spell it all out?
You have to spell it all out.
So you have to learn how to spell, folks. So get your dictionary. Great American Small. See, you thought SmallBusinessAdvocate.com was long. GreatAmericanSmallBusinessChallenge.com. Go there and find out what's going on. Now, the actual challenge is for the year of 2009, right? The full year.
For the full year, but it's going to be an ongoing challenge. So if people don't, if they start in the middle of the year, if they don't finish, don't worry. It's going to be an ongoing thing. And the challenge, the competition is with themselves. So everybody can be a winner. It's not that there's going to be four people standing up on a podium saying, I've got the gold and I've got the silver.
What are they going to find when they get there?
GreatAmericanSmallBusinessChallenge.com is a community site. They could find several videos that explain what the challenge is about. They can also download a free copy of the challenge handbook, which outlines the four-step and four award process.
Right.
And they can also join our community. They can upload their photo. They can join groups that relate specifically to their state and their industry or their interests. Or if they don't find a group that serves their industry, they can create one. So that's our method for starting to create this community of small business owners. Once they sign up, they can start coming to free online seminars. We'll also hook them up with SBDCs in their area who are learning the challenge methodology and who will support them. And it's just going to get better and better. We have ideas for mastermind groups of like-minded.
I see that. You got a mastermind group here. You got women-owned business forum. You got lots of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is show up. It's at GreatAmericanSmallBusinessChallenge.com, and I sign up. There's a little place on the right that says sign up. And all you got to do is click on that and go over there, and you just give them your email address. You don't have to tell them your name necessarily, right?
They should sign in with their name, and they should either put their company logo or their own personal photograph there, like you see, and let's create a community.
Right. You can't create a community if you're going to hide behind something. So absolutely. And what about confidentiality? That's going to come up.
Well, we're not asking anybody to disclose any information that they're uncomfortable with sharing with others. So there's absolutely no concern about confidentiality. All the if they're working with an SBDC or a mentor or a counselor, because as I said before, I mentioned the ASQ.
Right.
So we're in conversations with the ASQ who we're working with to develop.
Right, go ahead.
To develop a small business initiative, and there's already 140 ASQ members who are Six Sigma
Mike,
and ISO specialists.
I've got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Will you come back another day? And I want to keep talking about this in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Mike, good job with this. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much
thanks for
being
here.
Letting everyone know about it.
And we'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.